Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
I want to start out today with a question. Building on the indispensable work of grassroots pro-lifers, what are the ingredients that are contributing most to hastening the day when unborn children are welcomed in life and protected in law, to quote President George W. Bush? Reflecting on that question for even just a moment would yield dozens of wonderful answers. One in particular that quickly comes to mind is anything that cuts through the fog that hides the reality and humanity of a vibrant, developing member of the human family. Part of that, a very large part, is linguistic, and we have made serious headway. Who has the temerity to talk about a clump of tissue anymore? Even choice, which has long been the most popular pro-abortion buzzword, has an odd, almost grating sound when you hear it now. But why? In large measure, because we routinely see visual evidence of the little ones who once were virtually invisible. When the phrase window on the womb was first coined, that window was opaque at best. Now we see very clearly in our doctor's offices, in television ads, and in the case of the old Drew Carey show, a bumper serving as the slate for his production company. More specifically, let's look at three very powerful examples out of the hundreds, if not thousands, out there. First, there is the utterly amazing work of Alexander Siaris. He has developed scanning and visualization software that enables him to develop rich 4D animations of different human body parts, organs, and processes. Some of Siaris's most stunning work has been with fetal development. He has cataloged his work in a 2002 book called From Conception to Birth, A Life Unfolds, and then has animated this in a series of 40 videos, one for each week, on his website. One such video features a fascinating talk by Siaris discussing his work with the fetal images at an INC conference in Lavasa, India, in December 2010. The video is awe-inspiring, and there is a shortened version of the series that Siaris has made available on his website. Anyone who views it will never think about the unborn child the same way again. A less elaborate but no less powerful example was illustrated by a YouTube video we recently featured in National Right to Life News Today. A pregnant mom posted a video of a Doppler measurement of a fetal heartbeat. She writes that she found her baby's heartbeat at 8 weeks and 2 days. It just keeps getting stronger. That little one is real in a remarkably powerful way. We've put links to these remarkable videos online at prolifeperspective.com. Finally, a very different example, but no less powerful, that I've seen adapted in different forms for our purposes. When making a point about the growth in the federal debt, cable television will often show you the national debt clock. The numbers whirl by, changing nonstop, making what was an abstraction dramatically real. Likewise, a national abortion clock would show there were over 3,300 abortions per day, 138 per hour, about one dead baby every 30 seconds, 10 in the time it takes to listen to this radio broadcast. I suspect that if such a clock were given airtime on broadcast television, average Americans, including even many who self-identify as pro-choice, would be shocked as they began to understand the scale of death from abortion is so high. It's up to us in our daily interactions to humanize the unborn child, to make that little person more real to those who have succumbed to the rhetoric of choice, to help our communities see through the smoke and mirrors that have glossed over the truth about unborn children for four decades. Day by day, we get closer to the day when unborn children are welcomed in life and protected in law.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.